is Hatchet Basketball on the air. A great day.
Open up the doors. Fill up the stands. It's game time in Hatchet Land.
Keep at it. We're going to the second.
Lace them up and get ready to go. It's tip-off time. Enjoy the show. Stand up,
stand up,
and scream,
and scream.
This town,
Washington,
this team,
Hatchet.
Stand up, and fight.
Yeah.
The Hatchet House is rocking the night. Stand up, oh, stand up, stand up. Hey, stand up, oh, yeah.
It's time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports. On Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalow, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, the End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, REMAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman. Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
A very pleasant good afternoon to you as it is once again time for Lady Hatchet Basketball right here on WAMW, the voice of the Hatchets. Today, we are back at the friendly confines of the Hatchet House as your Lady Hatchets host Big 8 Conference rival, the Boonville Lady Pioneers. This is John Gere alongside Steve Brothers, and we'll be bringing you all the exciting Hatchet basketball action here this afternoon. And Steve, should be a tough, hard-fought contest here today as these two teams are fairly evenly matched.
I think on paper they're very evenly matched. As you look at common opponents, Boonville lost to Vincennes a few weeks ago on a last-second desperation shot that connected for the Lady Alices, and Washington beat the Lady Alices. So you can go back and forth on paper. They've beaten teams that we've lost to, and we've beaten teams that they've lost to. So look for a real barn burner this afternoon.
Should be a good afternoon of basketball. One thing that will be interesting on the Lady Hatchet side is to see what kind of shape Hannah Shreves is in after the ankle injury Thursday night against Reveille.
Unfortunately, she turned it about, early in the third quarter,
yes,
of the game. And it looks like I've been watching her in warm-ups. It looks like she's going to be okay and definitely will be playing this afternoon. But you're right. Hopefully that ankle will hold up and she can get in a full game because that's critical. Washington's leading scorer, obviously, we need her out on the floor.
Absolutely. And Boonville obviously doesn't have the size that Reveille had. Still, not a small team by any stretch, but definitely going to need both of our twin towers inside to get points in the paint to make sure that we come out on top this
thing
today.
They do have 1 6-footer, Ariel Blankenship, a 6-foot senior. But, boy, I'll tell you what, John, that Reveille team was very, very impressive the other night. As the Lady Hatchets really played very, very well for about 2.5 quarters and then just simply ran out of gas. As Coach Young, as he has done over the years, plays 9 or 10 players in and out. And we pretty well played even with him until about halfway through that third quarter where we just completely collapsed due to fatigue more than anything else.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, for the first 2.5 quarters, and even, you know, the early part of the third quarter, we even had the lead at one point, and it, like you said, just ran out of gas and just too much, and, you know, hats off to Revae, as they've got an excellent team this year, but a lot of good things can be taken from the Lady Hatchet's performance, as you and I both talked about numerous times during that broadcast, was just defensively, the way the Lady Hatchet's played was spectacular through essentially 2.5 quarters.
Well, most of Revae's baskets or their points whenever they were able to finally build a lead was on transition baskets after Lady Hatchet turnovers. It was not over the half-court offense. So our half-court defense has been superb the last half dozen games or so. And I look for Coach Miles to open up in a 2-3 zone again because it was so effective Thursday night for a while. But I'll tell you what, fatigue causes turnovers, and they won that game in about a 3-minute period in late in the third quarter when they just were awesome.
Absolutely. In a blink of an eye, it went from they went from being down 2 points to being up 9 in a matter of seconds, it seemed like.
Yeah.
So definitely a lot of firepower from Revae. We'll take an opportunity to thank our pregame show sponsors, Alan Bubalo, your local Edward Jones investment advisor, and Purdue Farms in Washington. And earlier this afternoon, I had a chance to catch up with Hatchet head coach Gretchen Miles to get her take on this afternoon's game.
I'm here with Lady Hatchet head coach Gretchen Miles. And coach, I got a tough Big 8 conference game here this afternoon. What are your thoughts? What have you seen from Boonville, and what do you expect to see from them here today?
Well, Boonville is just a much improved team from last year, and really throughout the season, they're kind of one of the hot teams in this part of state that, you know, other teams are talking about and really are concerned about. They've won more games this year than probably the last 2 years combined. Right now, they're in second place for the conference. If they happen to beat us today, they tie with Vincennes for conference champs. If we beat them, then we're tied for second place in that aspect, too. So this is the time of year where you're always playing for a purpose, and I think that kind of championship mentality is good for us right now. And, you know, our biggest concern, too, is that we just got to get better, our team does, especially from Thursday night. The big things are you can't win games if you turn the basketball over that many times, taking care of the basketball, of course, and just being tougher, whether it's our cuts or checking cutters coming across the lane or hitting the boards. It's just the overall toughness from start to finish.
Right. You obviously, as you mentioned, Thursday night had a tough game on the road at Vincennes Revae, which obviously didn't turn out in your favor. But there were some good things. You know, I thought the defense looked good, especially, you know, for the first three quarters. That 2-3 zone really, really kind of kept Revae off their game plan a little bit.
But, you know, then once they get that figured out, they did a nice job of coming off a stagger screen for Talbot for a three or slipping the screen with Wagner. And when they started to figure it out and we tried to change to something else, we just couldn't man-to-man them because it's their speed and athleticism. So, you know, it's just kind of the way that the game turned out, but we've got to move on. And like I said, a very good Boonville team today with their inside player, senior Blankenship, is 6'1". Very good around the basket and can drive the basket. The Mockaby girl is just a flat-out athlete. I mean, she's good in all three sports. She's soccer and track also. And then the Green girl, number 3, is just deadly from 3. So they really have a good inside-outside game that's just going to be a battle today. But, you know, we've got to be ready from the start.
Absolutely. And just let's get an update on Hannah Shreves. The folks who were listening to her at the game Thursday, she left about midway through the third quarter with what appeared to be an ankle injury. So what is her status for today's game?
Well, she tweaked it, you know, pretty good in that game. And the next day I'm at practice, she kind of just did some strength training with it and icing and just kind of some mobility exercises. And swelling went down and is bruising now, so which is, you know, a good thing to get that bruising going. But she is clear to play today, so we're just going to kind of see how she feels and how she moves, because if we have to make a decision, of course, we need Hannah a lot more important in the next 2 weeks, you know, than we do today. But, of course, if we can have her go today, that just makes us such a better team. So she's kind of like the NFL, you know, game-time decision. But just to see how her momentum goes and her movement goes, then we just don't want to injure the kid.
Absolutely. And I think I know the answer to this next question, but I ask it anyway. What's the key for you guys to be successful today?
You've got to score more than your opponent. I mean, if we can't put points on the board, we're going to have a hard time because they're a very good defensive team. And to be able to do that, though, to give us chances to score, we got to take care of the basketball. Every time you don't, you know, we turn over 19 times at Revae, that's 19 more chances they get to score. And teams like that and like Boonville, they turn their mistakes into points and score in bunches, and we would have a hard time digging ourselves out of a hole. But we've just got to be more aggressive on both ends of the floor. Just that toughness of, you know, I'm not going to let anybody get around me. I'm not going to let anybody out-rebound me. And I'm going to be strong with that basketball and not let anybody take it out of my hands.
Absolutely. Well, nice thing is you're at home here today, so if you're hearing this and haven't made it to the Hatchet House, make your way to the Hatchet House. This tip-off will be at 2:30 here in just a few minutes. And, Coach, look forward to talking to you after the game.
Okay, thank you very much.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
One day they're playing grown-up. The next day they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. We can help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Alan Bubalo. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office at 310 Southeast 21st Street, Washington, for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin is exploding with lots of new merchandise and great gift ideas for the upcoming holiday season. See their new boutique area filled with jewelry, mixology perfume, the new Natural Inspiration bath and body line, blankets, scarves, ponchos, and so much more. The new Snoozies are a big hit, house shoes for men and women, and the list goes on. For great gift ideas for any special occasion, it takes just one trip to the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin or visit the prescription shop on State Street in Washington.
So I can get any size Coke for just a dollar at McDonald's?
Yes.
A medium?
Mm-hmm.
Even a large?
Hey, you're starting to catch on.
Oh, what about a small large?
Well, if a small large was a real thing, then yes, it would also be a dollar.
I don't think this day could get any better.
I'll throw in a striped straw.
Oh, you don't have to.
You'll need it anyway.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It also makes sense to stop into McDonald's and get an ice-cold, refreshing, any-size Coke for just a dollar. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary.
Back here at the Hatchet House, John Gear and Steve Brothers, as we are just about set to get started here. And, Steve, before we get to the starting lineups and things, what one key that you want to see in today's ball game that will lead the Hatchets to success?
I want to see if the Lady Hatchets get the ball inside to their strength. That would be Hannah Shreves and Sarah Lewis. If they can take advantage of our twin towers, our height advantage, that would go a long way. But, of course, Boonville is going to try and prevent that. Also, continue the great defense in our 2-3 zone. So those are two things I want to see, one on each end of the floor.
Absolutely. And as we get ready for the Boyd, Green, and Washington starting lineups for Boonville, starting at guard will be number 3, Abby Green, joined along in the backcourt by Kiera Willem. Hallie Huckabee, number 14. Number 1, Ariel Blankenship. And to round out the starting five will be Brooke Miles, number 21. For the Hatchets, the starting lineup will stay the same, as in the backcourt, it'll be Elizabeth Stallman and Caitlin Davis in the backcourt, with Hannah Shreves, who will make the start today in the middle, alongside Sarah Lewis and Callie Garland at the forward. So a little bit more of the same for Hatchets. Good to see Hannah in the starting lineup. So hopefully that'll be a good sign for things to come here today. And as we get ready for the national anthem, we'll take a quick 60-second timeout, and we'll be back for tip-off. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
There is no better way to start the year than with a new vehicle from Washington Chrysler Center. During Jeep Days, the award-winning Cherokees have rebates up to $4,500. Grand Cherokees rebates are up to $1,500. If you or anyone in your home owns a Jeep, get rewarded with the Owner Loyalty Program and save an additional $1,000. Sure, you can buy the same vehicle at a swanky dealership, but wouldn't you rather save money? It's not just a better deal, it's a better buying experience at Washington Chrysler Center.
Attention contractors, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Hastings Mutual offers a contractor's program designed to fit the needs of all you contractors out there. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and let me help you today. I will work hard to help you get the most affordable coverage you need. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Daviess County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance. Call 254-4668.
Back here at the Hatchet House, John Deere and Steve Brothers as the colors are leaving the floor, and we are just about set for action here as we had a nice pregame serenade by the Washington Pet Band. Nice to have them here on this Saturday afternoon.
They have a good repertoire of music from the 60s. They play some songs that you don't hear normally from a band and do a great job.
Very good indeed. So we are we're set for action here. And
John, both teams are really playing great basketball right now, despite Washington's loss to a great team on Thursday night. Both teams are really at the top of their game.
They're peaking at the just at the right time.
Right.
Boonville controls the tip.
There's your 2-3 zone as expected, with that huge wingspan of the Lady Hatchet players covering a lot of real estate.
Put the ball inside to Miles, has it knocked away. Fight for it, going to have a loose ball right off the bat here, and Lady Hatchets will get the ball back. So
good start for the Lady Hatchet defense there.
Nice job defensively to cause that turnover, and Elizabeth Stallman will bring it back the other way for the Lady Hatchets.
Man-to-man for Boonville.
Stallman.
No full court press, so that's good.
Stallman being guarded.
Could be a five-second call here shortly.
Having a little bit of trouble with the basketball as Willem is all over. Lewis picks up the ball, gets it to Davis. Tries to hit a cutting Cali Garland, but no luck. And Boonville will bring it back the other way.
Two turnovers so far to open the game. Boy, the Lady Hatchets are all over Boonville as they collapse defensively as they try to get the ball inside, but the foul is called.
Sarah Lewis is going to pick up her first foul of the ball game. As they, as you said, when they get the ball into Miles, that time they actually triple-teamed her. As Boonville, looking to move the ball around the perimeter, tries to get it in, deflected, and the Hatchets will have it again. As Stallman brings across the timeline to Garland, who'll fire up a three just off the mark. Rebound by Blankenship. And Willem brings it across the timeline for the Pioneers.
Boonville's yet to get a shot off. We're at 6:45. There it is, a three-pointer.
It bounces in and around, hit everything except the bottom of the net, and Shreves gets the rebound. As Stallman brings it back across the timeline, trying to get things set up here for the Lady Hatchets.
There's your five-second call. As that was a little quick, but he calls it. I thought it was a little quick.
I don't think he said Mississippi in between the right. In between the numbers.
Right. Yeah. Maybe he was counting by odd numbers. 1-3-5. But that was a little bit of a quick whistle.
Definitely something we'll have to keep an eye on as time goes on. As Stallman, the last couple times down the court, has had a little bit of trouble with Willem Gardner.
Right.
Fight for the ball. Cali Garland's got it on the floor and going to have another jump ball. So the Lady Pioneers will have it under their own basket here with 6:11 to go in the first quarter. Still tied up at zero.
Only three total field goal attempts in the first 2 minutes. So that's, and there's another turnover by Boonville.
Nice job by Stallman to deflect that, which basically caused Green not to be able to catch that pass. So
right.
The Lady Hatchets will take over on that other, again, off the turnover.
Looks like, John, we're going to have a low-scoring affair here as both defenses look very strong, very strong.
Yeah, good defensive basketball so far here. Back cut pass, lob into Lewis. Lewis puts it up and in. Sarah Lewis with her first 2 points of the ball game.
Well, we've seen that play all year long, a back screen on the weak side and a lob and Sarah Lewis connects.
Blankenship drives it to the basket, looking to draw a foul, no call. Rebound, Callie Garland. Hatchets will have the ball with Stallman. Brings it across the timeline.
Stallman is being guarded by Kiara Willem, and boy, she's all over her.
Willem is locking her down for sure. As Davis backs it out, gets it back over to Stallman, over to Garland on the left wing, inside to Lewis. Turnaround jump shot is good.
Sarah Lewis
is heating up early here. She gives the Hatchets a 4-0 lead and steals the ball. Gets it to Stallman. Stallman had it knocked away. Keeps possession of it on the floor. Stallman tries to get it back to Garland, but is picked off by Huckabee, and she'll take it all the way in for a layup. So Boonville has their first 2 points of the ball game as Hallie Huckabee scores for Boonville to make it 4-2 Hatchets. Lewis drives in the lane. Kicks it out to Garland on the wing. Callie drives baseline. Kicks it out to Stallman. Stallman drives it into the lane. Loses it as she goes up, and they're going to say it was out of bounds on Stallman, and the Lady Pioneers will take over.
Well, you can see a great man-to-man defense by Boonville as we're really having to work to get a shot here. We are actually 2-for-3 from the field with Sarah Lewis connecting twice. Now you see a little three-quarter court zone press by Washington.
Blankenship pulls up in the lane. No good. Picks the ball up in the corner. Gets it into Maccabee, who gets it out to Miles for a jump shot and hits on the 15-footer.
It's 4-4 with 4 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Stallman drives in the lane, dishes it to Lewis, who's up and in. Oh, rims in and out, gets her own rebound, missed again, gets it again, and is fouled. So padding the offensive rebounding stats. But Sarah Lewis, nonetheless, will go to the line for two shots here. Is got to give her credit for not giving up on that and continuing to put the ball back up.
That first shot was everything but down and just somehow popped out. But Sarah really was hustling on the offensive boards, and she has her fifth point now, all of the Lady Hatchet points.
So Sarah Lewis 5, Boonville 4 here with 3:56 left to go in the first quarter. So Lewis looks to put another one on the board and does. Sarah Lewis with all six of Washington's points here in the first quarter as Washington picks up again on the three-quarter court press as Boonville throws it away.
That's already 5 turnovers for the Lady Pioneers. So we need to continue that pressure.
Yeah, done a good job of causing them a little grief on the offensive end as they're struggling a little bit to get good shots and take care of the basketball as well.
We have Lindsay Moody in the game for Washington, giving Hannah Shreves a little bit of a breather, seeing if, give Hannah 3 or 4 minutes of play, see how her ankle held up. It looked like it was okay.
And as Coach Miles said in the pregame interview.
Oh, nice move by Lewis.
Nice move.
How'd you like that one, John?
Sarah Lewis putting on a clinic here so far with all of the Hatchets' 8 points in the first quarter.
That was a nice shot fake, duck under, left-handed shot from the left side. That was sweet.
Yeah, you definitely don't see the shot fake utilized near as much as it should be these days, but a great move by Sarah Lewis.
She's really got that move down.
Throws it inside to Blankenship, and another Boonville turnover. So good job by the Lady Hatchet defense once again.
He needs a timeout, and he gets one.
And he's going to get one. We're going to take one right along with him. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hatchet Basketball on Memories 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Get started on handling those important home projects in the new year with A&R Home Center in Washington. Save time with Wagner's Optimus 2 Power Painter for $56.99. Choose from 4 colors on 1 gallon cans of Valspar Medallion Interior Semi-Gloss Paint for $37.99. Keep extra warm this winter with a Home Basics Radiant Heater for $21.99. All at A&R Home Center in Washington, serving you with tradition and value.
Here at the Hatchet House, 3:08 left to go here in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Your Lady Hatchets are ahead 8-4, in large part to great defensive pressure and Sarah Lewis offensively doing a great job so far.
Well, Sarah needs to continue to be aggressive on offense because this looks like her afternoon.
Moody with the ball up top, gets it to Lewis, top of the key. Hannah Shreves back in the ball game for Washington. Moody
giving
with it.
Cali Garland a breather.
Moody drives. Going to draw the foul. Foul is going to be on number 10 of Boonville, Ramey Wilder.
Lindsay Moody is so quick. I don't think she realizes how quick she is because oftentimes she can just dribble right around her defender.
With relative ease.
Yeah.
Sarah Lewis,
a rare miss.
Shreves with the rebound, puts it up, and she'll head to the free throw line. It's a nice job by Hannah Shreves to get the offensive rebound. And as Coach Miles said in the pregame interview, obviously they're going to need Hannah to, you know, be a factor in this game today. However, you also got to look at the big picture and see, you know, going to need her a lot more down the stretch and in sectional
right.
play than today. So,
well, it looks like she's doing okay. It looks like she's holding up all right. Hopefully she doesn't re-injure it.
And she hits one of two free throws to give Washington a 9-4 lead here with 2:32 left to go in the first. As Boonville brings it back the other way.
Boy, you got to really enjoy Washington's defensive pressure so far in this game. Excuse me.
Absolutely. Boonville just looks completely out of sync on offense.
They do. They don't know what to do here.
Got the ball in the middle. But then a nice job by saving what would have been an errant pass there.
They're being very, very tentative. Anytime they get the ball inside, the Lady Hatchets collapse three or four people on them. There's a three-pointer finally.
Three-pointer by Abby Green. Her first three points of the ball game. 9-7, favor of the Hatchets. As Stallman picks up her dribble, gets it over to Lewis. Lewis on the left wing. Up top to Shreves, looking for a cutting Lindsay Moody. Brings it out. Trying to get it inside with no luck. Davis on the right wing. Down to Stallman in the corner.
They need to look for Sarah inside.
She's
there.
Got position.
Oh, and gets fouled. That was an obvious foul.
Got a push in the back by Blankenship.
Boonville crowd didn't like it, but that was a shove right in the small of the back, and Sarah went flying, and the referee made the call. I don't know what the argument there was, John.
Maybe the she didn't get a full push in on her, maybe. I'm not sure, but it was a blatant foul nonetheless. As Moody controls it up top for the Hatchets. It's to Stallman. Looking to get it to Shreves inside. Lobs it up. No call on that one. Going to have a jump ball. As Davis and Maccabee got tied up there. So
good hustle from Caitlin Davis as she came from out of nowhere to get that offensive rebound.
Absolutely. Stallman set to inbound it here for the Hatchets. Up top to Lewis. Moody gets it over to Davis, inside to Lewis, who is
hammered,
held down, and still almost made the
shot.
Yeah,
that would have been unbelievable if that would have dropped. But she gets two free throws.
See if she can get into double digits here in the first quarter. She's got eight currently.
That foul was on Ramey Wather, her second personal foul.
Lewis makes good on the first. Sarah's going to have to slow down here because I'm running out of space in the scorebook here to put her points down.
Well, this is what you call in the business a good start for Sarah Lewis as she has her, well, missed that free throw. 9 points in the quarter, though.
She has 9 of the 10 Hatchet points here as we're just about at a minute to go here in the first quarter as Boonville has it. Mackenzie Mason has the ball up top for Boonville. Kicks it out to Miles, who's got it in the corner.
They spend so much time on one possession trying to get a good look. And there's a three-point shot, no good and out of bounds.
And Hatchets will take over as Caitlin Klingel will see her first action of the afternoon as Sarah Lewis gets a much-deserved break.
Well, we're down to 41 seconds to go in the quarter, so Sarah can get her a little breather here and in the quarter. So that's a good call.
Stallman dribbles in, kicks it back out to Moody. 32 seconds to go. Hatchets up 10-7 as Moody gets it to Stallman. Jump shot just off the mark. And have another jump ball. So good job by Shreves to tie up. That was number 3, Abby Green for Boonville. So
Hannah might have been a little bit over the back on that one, but no call. We've got a pretty vocal Boonville crowd here to our left. You know, normally a lot of times on a out-of-town game, you don't get a big girls crowd, but they've got a few people here to show their support for the Pioneers.
Blankenship with a nice move in the paint to get 2 points. Bring the hatchet lead to one as we're under 5 seconds here. Stallman brings it down.
And we've got a...
We got a travel call.
My. Little contact there, but we're down to 0.8 of a second. Looks like that's going to be it for the quarter.
And you are indeed correct as the first quarter comes to a close on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Your Lady Hatchets are ahead 10-9 here as we're going to take a 60-second timeout. We'll be right back for second quarter action right here on WAMW.
Hi, this is Clara Myers from Myers LP Gas in Washington. Propane offers many advantages to natural heat. It is a perfect choice for your home or business. Propane is used for everything from cooking ranges and clothes dryers to fireplaces and pool heaters. The best part, it will save you money. Call Myers LP Gas in Washington to fill your tanks and be ready for the upcoming season. 254-6809, Myers LP Gas. It warms our hearts to warm your home.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Back here at the Hatchet House as we start the second quarter of action, Washington has the ball. As Stallman gets it to Lewis on the left wing, gets it over to Callie Garland, who'll fire up a three off the mark. And ball's going to be almost saved. Nice hustle by Elizabeth Stallman, but wasn't able to save it. And Boonville will take over.
This is the kind of game we expected, a tight one, 10-9 here in the early going.
You are definitely on point with your prediction so far.
Well, now Washington's in a 1-3-1 zone. They're going to be trapping in the corners here.
Mason.
So Coach Miles mixing it up a little bit.
Nice job by Shreves to get a hand on it to deflect it. Boonville maintains possession as Green has it, gets it to Miles.
And there's a foul also. That was pretty well identical to the one down here as we got a shove in the back. And this one on Hannah Shreves. That's her first.
So Blankenship was pleading earlier with the ref, so they must have paid a little bit of attention.
Right.
So Boonville inbounds it underneath their own basket. Green with it up top.
Back in their 2-3 now. And Boonville will once again spend a little time trying to. There's a deflection by Sarah Lewis out of bounds.
Nice job by Lewis.
Boonville spends like 30 to 45 seconds per possession trying to find a good look. So they're very patient.
Luckily for them, there's no shot clock in high school.
Right. Well, that was right to the basket.
As Maccabee.
I don't know what happened there.
Gets her fourth point of the ball game, finds a hole, and takes it right to the basket as Caitlin Davis took her eyes off it for just a second. The ball goes out of bounds, and Boonville will take over. So,
well, Caitlin's had that left hand tape for several games now, which she injured about a month ago, and that may have been a factor, her inability to grip that fairly strong pass.
Maccabee with it on the right wing for Boonville, looking to drive. It's over to Blankenship. Now back out to Green as Hatchets continue in the 2-3 zone.
Looks like Maccabee's a pretty athletic young lady. She went right to the hole last time and no resistance whatsoever.
And once again, Boonville chewing up the clock here on this possession as Maccabee has it. Drives, shot up, no good.
Nice strong offensive rebound, however.
Ball flops around, lands in the lap of Callie Garland, and while she did that, Coach Miles calls a 30-second timeout.
I'd like to say that Callie Garland really got up on that rebound, but she actually got it flat on her back.
she was laying directly on the floor, and the ball just fell in her lap, so nothing wrong with a little bit of luck. Because you're going to need a little bit of that to go your way in what looks like a tight game as Boonville hanging on to an 11-10 lead here with 6:14 to go in the second quarter.
She alertly called a timeout, though, because she was in trouble on the floor with the basketball in her hand.
which was a smart move because obviously she would have had to try to roll from one side to the other, which would have been a travel call. So
one time, John, many years ago, Katie Hunsinger, the Lady Hatches, that happened to her, and she scored from that on her back, threw it up, and it went in.
That's a had to put a little extra arch
on
that one.
Yeah.
Hatchets have the ball. Stallman brings it across the timeline, gets it over to Davis. Trying to get it to Lewis or Shreves. Finally gets it out to Lewis. Top of the key. Over to Callie Garland on the left wing.
These Boonville girls really go after it on their man-to-man defense.
Nice drive by Callie. Shot just off the mark. Ball batted around and picked up by Miles. So Boonville with the rebound, and they'll bring it back the other way here as we are 5-43 and counting in the first half.
Washington 3-for-11 from the field right now. And Boonville's 5-for-11.
Pass inside to Miles, who was wide open. Kicks it back out to Mockabee. He'll put up a 15-footer. Banks it in.
Off the glass. That looked way off from this angle, and we didn't realize it was going to be a bank shot.
Yeah, we couldn't hear the bank call, so wasn't sure about that as Lewis gets it into Shreves. Ball knocked away, and Boonville come up with it. Nice job by Willem to knock the ball away from Shreves.
Already 8 turnovers for the Lady Hatchets.
Definitely not a stat that Coach Miles wants to see. Mockabee, pull-up jump shot. No good. Rebound Lewis. Stallman gets it across to Davis, who'll drive it to the hole.
That was a good block right there.
Good block, but Boonville throws it away. So Lady Hatchets will keep it on this end as they'll inbound under their own basket as Lindsay Moody checks back in for Hannah Shreves.
Hannah playing just a little bit tentatively on that ankle. Not quite full strength.
Inbound to Lewis. She'll drive. Shot up. Rolls around. No good. Rebounded by Miles. 13 to 10 is our score here. It's Boonville ahead by three with 4:30 to go in the first half as Miles drives. Going to get a blocking foul on Callie Garland as she drove strong to the baseline. Callie couldn't get there in time to cut her off, and Boonville will inbound underneath their own basket.
That's just Washington's third team foul. Boonville has 5 team fouls.
Got it into Blankenship. Nice job by Moody. Mockabee dribbles around, picks up a dribble. I don't think that Green was expecting that little one-foot pass there.
I know. A one-foot pass is not normally a very good pass. It's a jump ball, but its possession goes to Boonville.
We've had quite a few jump balls here in this first half so far. Both teams knowing what's on the line here today. As Miles almost knocked it out of bounds. It was
Bill O'Brien's beside himself there. It looked like it was on the line. But it's a turnover anyway on the pass, so Washington has the basketball back.
Looks like going to get a foul on, I think, Green, who fouled Elizabeth Stallman as she was driving. So Washington will inbound here. 3:58 to go in the first half.
Very, very low-scoring affair. And mainly because of two things, Boonville's defense and their ability to take their time on offense.
Garland off the mark again on three. Nice rebound by Caitlin Davis. Couldn't make good on it. And Boonville gets the rebound.
Caitlin gets a lot of weak side rebounds based on her hustle.
Nice job. Trapped the Boonville defender in the corner. Stallman comes up with it. Knocked away, but it's going to stay with the Lady Hatchets.
Both teams now have 8 turnovers. So not exactly a textbook offensive game thus far.
No, I'm sure it's driving the two respective coaches nuts at this
but,
point.
But you got to tip your cap to both defenses.
They played extremely well.
Both are outstanding.
Moody has it up top, gets it over to Caitlin Klingel, who's checked back in. Lewis.
There it
drives,
is.
Drives wide open, left-hand layup, left it short, got the rebound and fouled. So Sarah Lewis will head back to the free throw line for 2 shots here. Try to cut into this 3-point lead that Boonville has established here. First one is off the back of the rim and no good.
Well, as we said, this is going to be a tight game, so we got to hit our free throws. Sarah is now a 3-for-5 from the free throw line.
Lewis a second on the way and rolls around and in. 10 points now on the afternoon for Sarah Lewis as it's 13-11 in favor of the Lady Pioneers. Washington back with a little pressure. Boonville gets it across the timeline. Green gets it into Wilder. Back out to Green. Still having trouble getting the ball inside as that 2-3 defense is really causing problems for Boonville, and a wild shot by Willem.
I don't think that is what the coach was looking for.
I don't think so.
Ooh, a steal there. That's a nice, nice steal there by Mockaby.
Mockaby lays it up and in, so Hallie Mockaby with 6 points in the quarter. Well, extends the Boonville lead to 4.
Yeah, we can't let this thing get out of hand, but, boy, they're all over us on their man-to-man defense. We're really struggling to get anything, any clear look at the basket. The only time we have is when Sarah Lewis has had the ball in the paint.
We get a travel here on Lindsay Moody. As you got to give Kiera Willem credit. She is just absolutely all over Elizabeth Stallman when she brings the ball across the court and is causing problems for the Lady Hatchets to kind of get in rhythm and get their offense going.
And Elizabeth, you know, no question is our main ball handler. And whenever she's really getting attacked defensively, that makes the rest of our offense suffer. Ooh, a nice block there by Sarah Lewis.
You're going to have it. That should have been a travel call. But as the shot was missed, Blankenship grabbed it, took a few steps. But they're going to call a foul, nonetheless, on Caitlin Davis.
Maybe the ref felt like she took the steps as a result of the foul, maybe. Looks like that's what his call was. But who knows? That is only the fourth team foul for Washington.
Nice job by Davis to deflect it out of bounds.
You could see that one coming a mile away as Caitlin is extremely quick.
Yeah, I think everybody but the inbounder saw that one. As Mackenzie Mason has the ball up top for the Lady Pioneers.
Washington has scored 2 points this quarter.
Definitely going to need to get some more points here in the next minute 47. Wild shot. Going to get an over-the-back foul call on Callie Garland. As Wilder threw up a wild shot.
That was off balance.
Off balance and airballed the three-footer, which I guess is a, deserves some credit, I guess.
That's Callie Garland's second foul with a minute 44 to go, so we don't want her to get her third here in the remainder of the quarter. There's another turnover steal by Caitlin Davis.
Nice job by Davis to intercept the inbounds pass, and Stallman will bring it back the other way for Washington as they need to score points on this possession for sure. Davis, top of the key, over to Lewis on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Stallman, trying to get it into Shreves.
I think Sarah, if she gets the ball in the paint, that shot fake goes a long way. That's worked several times now.
Lob pass into Shreves, no good. Nice hustle by Callie Garland to get the ball back as Davis has it on the right wing with a minute 9 to go. Out to Callie Garland.
He's going to call a shove off on Callie Garland there. That's going to be her third foul.
Yeah, that's going to be the last we'll see of Callie Garland this half.
That's unfortunate as she was trying to make her way to the basket on the dribble, being hounded defensively and kind of shoved the girl out of her way, and the ref caught her. Now it's 2-2-1, three-quarter court press for Washington with a minute to go.
Down 4 as Boonville gets it across. Mockaby with it. Over to Wilder. As Boonville doesn't appear to be in any sort of hurry.
Looks like they may go for the final shot with 42 seconds to go in the quarter and a 4-point lead. But perhaps we can draw another turnover here as they have 8.
Mason dribbling up top with under 30 to go here. Guarded by Moody. Kicks it over to Wilder. Stop baseline. Nice job by Lindsay Moody to pick off the pass.
Stepped right into the passing lane.
Hatchets will have a chance here to put points on the board as we go into halftime here as we've got 12 seconds to go. Lindsey Moody with it, top of the key. Gets it out to Stallman. 6 seconds. Gets it into Lewis. Turnaround jump shot just off the mark. Rebounded by Boonville. And that's how the first half of action here at the Hatchet House will come to an end on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The Lady Pioneers of Boonville ahead 15-11. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back for some halftime stats right after these words from our sponsors. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
With the latest in printing technology, the End Zone at 308 East National Highway can personalize any item you need for the perfect gift this holiday season. From a coffee mug to coasters to t-shirts, sweatshirts, trophies, and more, count on the End Zone for your perfect gift this holiday season. With the start of basketball, the End Zone carries all the area teams and can put your favorite player's name and number right on the back. From one item to 100, count on the End Zone in Washington at 308 East National Highway. Call 254-1895.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. We're your local supplier of diesel exhaust fluid, which has been used since 2010 in diesel vehicles equipped with selective catalytic reduction technology to decrease exhaust emissions. Diesel exhaust fluid is a safe, stable, non-toxic fluid sold by Freddy Energy in bulk, totes, drums, and smaller containers. We can also supply pumps and valves for handling convenience. For more information, please give us a call at 254-3671.
Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life. The Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin is exploding with lots of new merchandise and great gift ideas for the upcoming holiday season. See their new boutique area filled with jewelry, mixology perfume, the new Natural Inspiration bath and body line, blankets, scarves, ponchos, and so much more. The new Snoozies are a big hit, house shoes for men and women, and the list goes on. For great gift ideas for any special occasion, it takes just one trip to the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin or visit the prescription shop on State Street in Washington.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
Back here at the Hatchet House, John Gear and Steve Brothers as the Washington Pet Band is putting on a show for the folks here at halftime as Boonville has a 15-11 lead. And I want to take an opportunity to thank our halftime sponsor, Goodwin Funeral Home, Chris Severs and John Baldwin together again and putting your families first. And Steve Brothers, it was a low-scoring first half, and due to a number of different things, obviously turnovers were a factor, and just some good defense, which in turn I think caused some of those turnovers. But stat-wise, what
not,
do we got?
Not pretty. Because of that tenacious Boonville defense, Washington 3 for 17 from the field, 18% shooting, 0 for 3 from the three-point arc. As the dance team is out here performing, I think the drum crew under the direction of Matt Riney and the dance team under the direction of R.J. Key looks like repeating their performances from homecoming last night, which both units did outstanding job, and the crowd really appreciated it. So they're looks like repeating that performance today for those of the crowd that missed it last night. Anyway, the Hatchets are 5-for-8 from the free throw line. 6 offensive rebounds, 6 defensive rebounds, 11 turnovers. Boonville, 7-for-17 from the field, 41%, 1-for-5 from the three-point arc. Boonville's yet to shoot a free throw. Maybe that's a little home cooking, do you think, John?
It could be, perhaps.
3 offensive rebounds, 6 defensive rebounds, and 10 turnovers. So high turnovers by both teams, 11 for Washington, 10 for Boonville, and poor shooting from the field by the Lady Hatchets in the first half.
Yeah, and it kind of shows if you look at the point totals for Washington. I got a pretty easy job in the first half. out of the 11 points, Sarah Lewis with 10 of them, and Hannah Shreves chipped in the other point on a free throw. So, Steve Brothers, I failed to get the prescription shot, prescription for success in the first half. so we will make that up here now at halftime. For the second half, what needs to happen for the Lady Huskers?
Well, Hannah Shreves has yet to shoot a field goal, so I'm not sure whether her ankle's bothering her. We were able to get two or three lob passes her way, but maybe she doesn't have quite the lift that she's used to with the bad ankle, as it resulted in no field goal attempts from Hannah Shreves. So that's what jumps out at me. I said before the game, getting the ball inside was the key. We are getting it into Sarah Lewis near the free throw line area, and Sarah's done a great job of shot faking and going to the basket. She's drawn 6 free throws attempts, hitting 4 of them, and is also 3 for 8 from the field. So she's done her job, but we've not done a very good job of getting the ball to Hannah. And, you know, not looking for excuses, but it looks like Hannah's not quite at full strength.
Yeah, she looks like she's favoring it a little bit, trying to be cautious, which isn't a terrible thing. However, you know, as Coach Miles alluded to in the pregame interview, you know, this game has significance because if Boonville were victorious, that would pretty much give them second place in the conference. If Washington can pull it off, then they will be tied for second place in the conference. So a little bit of bragging rights on the line here this afternoon, other than just the fact you, no matter who it is or what the standings are in the conference, you don't want to lose to a conference opponent at home.
And I noticed the Vincennes Lady Alice's basketball team is here to because they certainly have a interest in this game because of the conference standings, and also obviously they could be looking at a sectional opponent with the Washington Lady Hatchets. So they're here to watch this game, and you know, that shows they're interested anyway.
Yeah, definitely shows the importance of this matchup here this afternoon. Lady Hatchet basketball is brought to you in part by the Prescription Shop in Washington, your hometown Good Neighbor Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life, the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, with us, your number one, and your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores. Definitely a low-scoring contest. Look for probably a little more of the same. I know, I'm sure both coaches in their halftime speech discussed the turnover issue, and we'll look to correct that in the second half. And really, for Washington defensively, the 2-3 zone has been effective, but Hallie Mockabee for Boonville has 8 of their 15 points, has just, you know, done a good job of driving, you know, penetrating that zone and being able to score some points.
She's obviously the difference in this game, as she got a steal on the layup and also was able to penetrate the zone on a dribbling and got a 2-footer on that. And she's been the thorn in our side as far as their offense. Most of the other, I think they have one other 3-pointer. But other than that, you know, our defense has been nothing to be ashamed of. Pretty darn good, actually, for the first half, only allowing 15 points. But the key part of the game is our inability to get good looks and hit the shots. I know Sarah Lewis, you know, has been most of our offense, but she's missed a couple that I'm sure she wanted back.
Absolutely.
You know, so maybe we'll be able to find the range here at the other end of the gym.
And Callie Garland hasn't been able to get on track, as she hasn't yet made a 3-point basket, which I look for her to heat up a little bit in the second half and kind of right that ship, so to speak.
Yeah, she was 5-for-9 the other night at Vincent Gervais and is 0-for-3 from the 3-point arc so far this afternoon.
While we have a few minutes left, we've got about 2 minutes until we tip off second half action here. We'll take a quick break and be right back to conclude the Goodwin Funeral Home halftime show. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on Memories 107.9 FM WAMW.
At Goodwin Funeral Home, you are family. They treat your family like theirs with dignity, compassion, and respect. You are not a number or a transaction at Goodwin. They treat every service as a fitting tribute and lasting memorial of a special person. Chris Severs, John Baldwin, and the Goodwin family consider your family their number one priority. Call 812-882-5900 and learn about their services. Goodwin Funeral Home, family serving friends.
This week, while enjoying your favorite sports live or on television, before, during, and after the game, quench your thirst with an ice-cold Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. Pepsi also brings its game with a variety of other refreshments, including Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Crush, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, and more. Live for now. Get in the game by reaching for the taste of Pepsi and Pepsi products available wherever beverages are sold. Pepsi is the exclusive beverage vendor of Washington High School and Hatchett Sports.
Life doesn't stop because the weather is bad. It just gets a little more treacherous. You still need to get where you're going, and you need to get there safely. At Build Option Ford, we've got a great selection of four-wheel drives, including Escape, Edge, Explorer, and F-150s. And with Ford's new EcoBoost technology, you can get there safely and economically. Drive one at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington, or check our inventory online at buildoption.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Your bottom line dealer!
Back here at the Hatchett House as we are getting set for second half action as the Lady Hatchetts will start things off here in the second half of the basketball and see if they can come out and get some points on the board quickly and cut into this four-point lead that Boonville has.
How about a quick basket, John? What do you think?
I think that is just what the doctor ordered here for the Lady Hatchetts. And it looks like, well.
Almost a turnover.
Almost a turnover. Sarah Lewis aggressively takes it to the hole, and she'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
That's what we want to see. I bet you Coach Miles told Sarah to go to the basket because as soon as she got it and regained her composure after a near turnover, she went right to the basket and drew a foul. Two free throws for Sarah. No good on the first one.
As you mentioned, and obviously in a tight game like this, what it appears it's going to be, these free throws are crucial.
Well, Sarah has a real high arching free throw.
Makes good on the second.
She is now 5 out of 8 from the charity stripe, and there's a 2-2-1 full court pressure by Washington to see if they can draw a few more turnovers early here in the third quarter. Boonville took his time and was able to get the ball down the court, and there it is, in and out.
Maccabee pull-up jumper, no good, but rebounded by Blankenship and put back in. So 17-12 in favor of Boonville here.
Those are some quick points by both teams, which is out of character if you're looking at the first half.
Yeah, Boonville definitely took their time on each possession. Maccabee knocks it out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Lady Hatchets. You know, and as you said, I'm sure Sarah Lewis is going to be more aggressive here in the second half and just, you know, drive and continue to draw fouls, as fouls weren't an issue in the first half. But.
Well, they haven't shown any ability to stop her, so we need to keep going to her. And there she is at the top of the key. She needs to penetrate. She tried.
Gets it out to Garland, who's knocked away momentarily. Garland picks it back up. Lewis with it. Drives baseline. Throws it to Garland, who heats up here a little bit as she makes good on the two-pointer.
Well, we needed that. Callie did not hesitate to put that one up, and that was a rare two-point jumper from Callie, as she's normally a three-point artist. But it's 17-14, anybody's game.
Boonville now back to the slow pace that they had in the first half as they're moving the ball around the perimeter, get it inside to Blankenship, who works on Shreves, who puts it up, and no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Lewis, and will stay here with the Lady Pioneers.
You know, Blankenship is 6 feet tall, and she's a force in there. She's a strong, strong girl, and we had that rebound, but she was able to cause enough damage there to cause us to lose it out of bounds.
Going to have a jump ball here as Shreves ties up Maccabee, which could have been a travel before that, but maybe I have a better vantage view than the referee.
We've got the view from up above here. Got a good angle. But it's Boonville's possession on the arrow, so they're out of bounds under their own basket.
Green fires up a long three-pointer and good.
Wow.
Abby Green with her 6th point of the ball game.
You know, in a tight game, boy, a three-pointer is huge because they just doubled our lead, or their lead.
Lewis with a jump shot off the mark, rebounded by Boonville, and that's where I think Callie Garland's going to come into play here in the second
half.
Yeah,
a couple of threes by her, and it's
it's a tie ball game because Boonville's up 6 now, 20-14. As Wilder thinks about a shot, passes it up. Trying to get it into Blankenship and just not having any luck.
is Green. Gets it back over to Willem. Has it at the top of the key. Not a whole lot of movement from Boonville.
No, they're just standing around. I don't get it.
Blankenship loses the ball. Another jump ball. That one will give it back to the Lady Hatchets.
You know, on a zone, when you're attacking a zone, you're supposed to pass the ball quickly and try to get the zone on one side of the floor and then skip it over to the – but they're just
standing around.
I know. But they also are ahead by six.
That
so
is true.
Who are we to
– We can't knock it completely because Davis with the ball on the right wing drives into the lane. Nice take by Caitlin Davis, and she'll go to the free throw line for two shots here.
You know, John, when we do drive to the basket, we get rewarded, so we need to keep doing that.
Well, what's happened, at least the first two possessions where we've driven in the second half, is we've drawn fouls. And,
right.
You know, tallying up the foul numbers are not a bad thing when it comes to the end of the game.
Maybe we can get an early fourth quarter bonus if this keeps up.
Davis makes good on the first. Caitlin's first point of the ball game. Cuts the lead to five here. Looks to make good on the second as the second one is up. And good. Caitlin Davis with 2 points in the ball game cuts the lead to four at 20-16 here with 5:08 left to go in the third quarter.
Okay, the pressure's backed up now to the 10-second line. It looks like it's a high 2-3-1 zone, and Caitlin Davis
nice
is able to get some deflections there.
Gets it into Blankenship, who tries to get to Maccabi. Back to Blankenship, who...
Boy, I'm not sure.
I don't know how. I don't know about that.
You're penalizing the big girl as... You know, Hannah Shreves, you know, nearly 6 feet tall, has her hand straight up, and Blankenship kind of jumped right into her, and the ref calls a foul on the tall girl. So
Blankenship misses the first. That would have been a good no-call opportunity there.
A lot of the better officials, whenever they see contact like that initiated by the offensive player, they just don't blow the whistle.
Blankenship makes good on the second.
Hannah just went straight up with it, did not, you know, I mean, her hands were perpendicular to the floor. A little math there for you, but called it anyway. There's a high-low pass.
Nice pass, lob into Shreves, but was tipped out of bounds by Maccabi. So Washington will inbound it underneath their own basket here with 4:41 to go in the third.
That was Shreves' second personal foul, by the way.
Nice job. Get it into Stallman, who puts it up and in. Nice job by Elizabeth Stallman to get her first 2 points of the afternoon. Get it back down to a three-point lead here with 4:31 left to go. As Wilder drives baseline, puts up a shot up and in. That's her first two of the game. It's back up to five now.
Nice pass.
Very nice pass into Shreves for 2 points. So it's good to see Hannah.
That was a nice pass by Caitlin Davis into the paint. Hannah has good hands. She can catch a lot of those passes. Our zone defense has become a little more aggressive now.
Ball tipped away, saved by Blankenship, who puts it up and in.
Whenever that happens, you're gambling a little bit because, you know, being behind, we don't like the very slow pace of the Pioneers. So sometimes when you gamble, Callie Garland, no
just
good on
off
a three.
The mark, rebounded by Boonville. 25-20 is our score here with Boonville with the lead with 3:40 to go in the third.
Sometimes when you gamble, the result is a layup.
Maccabi pulls up for the uncontested three and drains it. Can't leave her wide open.
Well, now we're looking at an 8-point deficit, and Coach Miles wants a timeout.
Definitely need to rally the troops here as Coach Miles is going to take a timeout, and we will join her. As on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 3:27 left to go in the third, Boonville 28, Washington 20. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Back here at the Hatchet House, 3:27 left to go here in the third. Washington down 8.
This is the largest deficit of the game on that three-pointer. So we need a couple of three-pointers of our own.
definitely need to get our offensive productivity up and get back to the defense that we saw in the first half from the Lady Hatchets.
I still like it when we're driving hard to the basket. That's when it's drawing some fouls.
Well, it's paid dividends for so far this first half, or for the second first and part of the second half.
There's
Stallman.
Elizabeth driving to the basket and scores, but the foul's called on the floor, and that was the correct call.
So Callie Garland will take it out of bounds here. Nice cut by Stallman. Up and in.
There we go.
Get the hoop and the harm on that one as Elizabeth Stallman puts it in, and we'll head to the free throw line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play here. And
that was a nice out-of-bounds play as she came in from the top of the key hard and was open.
Yeah, very, very nicely drawn up play and executed well as Stallman. No good on the free throw. And Boonville will bring it back the other way. 28-22 now. Definitely need a stop here.
Yes, we do.
Washington stays in the 2-3 zone. Lob pass to Maccabee.
They took that out of Washington's playbook.
Yeah, it was reminiscent to the one we saw with Sarah Lewis earlier in the first half.
A little lob from the, and then a cut from the weak side.
Davis with the basketball here for Washington.
I don't think they put the points on the scoreboard yet, so maybe nobody will notice.
We hope. Garland with it. Up top to Stallman. Ball deflected, and Boonville is going to cause another hatchet turnover here.
Boonville crowd yelling at scorekeeper to put the points on the board. It should be 30-22.
It looks like they're making that change now, slowly but sure. Actually, they just gave them two, so we're going in the right direction. As Wilder with a wide-open air ball, rebounded by Lewis, and Stallman looks to push the tempo here, gets it up to Davis, pull-up jump shot from the free-throw line, no good. Rebound knocked around and going to stay with the Lady Hatchets is Callie Garland. Nice hustle there to keep that one alive, and they're going to have a I thought they were going to have a meeting of the minds there at half court, but
looks like the scoreboard's straight now.
Yep, 33-20 is our score. A minute 53 left to go here in the third quarter. Hatchets with the basketball as Garland will inbound it for Washington. Gets it into Stallman. Gets it to Lewis in the middle. Lewis kicks it out to Moody, over to Garland, who couldn't connect on that one. And Blankenship gets the rebound for Boonville.
Blankenship got fouled pretty obviously. No call there. Boonville crowd is irate on that one, and probably rightfully so.
And to compound the problems for Boonville, they just threw it away. So Washington will have the ball back.
Still looking at that 8-point deficit.
Definitely going to have to. They're getting opportunities here to cut into the lead, but they're not converting that into points on the other end.
We need to find somebody that can get hot here.
Stallman gets it into Lewis. Nice shot fake. Puts it up and draws a foul.
Every time we get the ball in there, she's either going to get a shot or free throws, so we need to keep going to the well.
Yeah, make it. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, this will be Sarah's 9th and 10th attempt at the free throw line, so we need to keep going there.
And the thing for Sarah is she's got to convert on these, as the first one is good.
6-for-9 from the free throw line for Sarah. 30-23 now. A minute 17 to go in the third quarter.
Lewis, second shot.
In and out.
Rims in and out, and going to get a foul on Lindsay Moody as Miles for Boonville had possession, or position, excuse me, and the undersized Moody wasn't able to get around her, so going to get a foul on Lindsay here. And
that looked like a little bit of a makeup call, as the last two times down the floor, Boonville player got hammered. No call, and that was a touch, and the referee did call that one.
Oh, they don't have makeup fouls.
Well, I think they might.
We sure didn't get too many at Reveille the right other night. Miles with the ball, gets it into Maccabee.
Wow, that was a nice shot. She
Davis was all over her, and Maccabee was still able to score. And now it's a 9-point lead for Boonville. And another turnover. That pass was too strong into Sarah Lewis.
Lewis was double-teamed at that point. Got the ball deflected, and Boonville takes over here as Wilder has it.
Yeah, we're in a little bit of trouble here.
Yeah, and after that bucket by Miles, just a little nice little screen play, and Miles was wide open to the basket on that one.
Well, we switched to a man-to-man defense because the zone was just eating up too much clock, and we're down by 11 now.
Lewis gets it in the lane, gets it to Davis, throws up a shot off the mark, and Boonville gets it with 8 seconds here to go in the third. 4 seconds. Wilder puts it up and in.
At the buzzer. Okay, we're in a little trouble here, John.
At the end of three, Washington down 36 to 23 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for fourth quarter action right here on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
I'm Andy Arvin, owner of Ed Lee Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan at Ed Lee Mortuary. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you are ready to plan your or your loved one's final life celebration, call or visit Ed Lee Mortuary and allow me to inform you of your options. Ed Lee Mortuary, your locally owned and operated funeral home since 1929.
The Kingpin Bowling Center Youth League will begin Saturday, December 3rd. The league meets each Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Teams will be formed to compete in a league-type format. $30 per person the first day, $10 each Saturday after. Participants receive a T-shirt and a pizza party at the conclusion of the league on March 4th. Also, don't forget the Kingpin Snack Bar is now open for lunch every Friday from 11 to 2 with all your favorites, including pizzas, drums, wings, fish, tenderloins, and more. The Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street, Washington, 254-0632.
Dude, I'm pretty nervous for this date.
Nah, you got this. First dates are all about finding what you have in common.
Like putting sweaters on dogs?
Sure, but I was thinking about going to a place you both like, where you both can get your favorites.
Oh, like McDonald's.
Exactly. But do yourself a favor. Please, don't tell any of your elevator jokes.
But they work on so many levels.
Get to know McDonald's new everyday value menu and get a juicy McDouble burger or tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.19. Prices and participation may vary.
WAMW.
Back here at the Hatchet House, as while we were away, fourth quarter action has begun. Boonville had the ball, turned it over. Washington has control. Three-point basket off the mark by Allie Barber. Rebounded by Boonville. 36-23 our score, and Steve, we definitely have to right the ship here in quick fashion to get back in this ballgame.
There is
Coach
no better
Miles
way to start
answers.
The year.
She has Allie Barber to start the quarter. This is her first appearance this evening. It's this afternoon on the varsity level. And we have Barber, Garland, Lewis, Shreves, and Moody on the floor. Boonville now in no hurry against our man-to-man defense. Under 7 minutes now. Lob.
Lob inside to Green. Easy basket for Boonville.
All of a sudden, this is just like the Reveille game, John, as we're down by 15 points. And once again, that didn't take very long.
No, just in a matter of minutes, it went from a three-point ball game as Maccabee deflects it out of bounds. It'll stay with Washington. Just, you know, turned from a close ball game, and all of a sudden Boonville has got a pretty healthy lead here.
Well, when you're having trouble putting the ball in the basket, you know, last time I checked, that's kind of the object of the game, and we just cannot score this afternoon.
Struggling on the offensive end for sure as the ball's deflected away again by Maccabee. Lewis picks it up, puts it up, and in, and she'll go to the free throw line to add one more here. So nice job by Sarah Lewis to pick up the ball.
Well, the game's not over with yet, but we need for Sarah to continue to go to the basket like that, and we need for Callie Garland to start hitting some threes. If those two things occur, we can get right back into this game in a hurry.
Lewis gets it to go. She's got 3 points here early on in the fourth as we got 6:23 left to go in the ball game.
38-26, so 12-point deficit. Going to need some steals here on the defensive end. And once again, we're in a man-to-man defense trying to
trying to create some turnovers.
Going to have to create turnovers and turn those turnovers into points as Miles lost the ball momentarily but picked it back up. Gets it over to Mason, who's on the right wing, guarded by Moody. Going to have to keep your eye on Maccabee, who has the ball currently. Gets it over to Green. Throws it to Miles. There's a turnover that we need as Callie Garland was able to pick it up, and we got to get points off this one.
We need a three-pointer here.
Callie has it on the left wing. Up top to Moody. Going to draw a foul on Mackenzie Mason.
And just like we asked for, John, we're already now in bonus early here in the fourth quarter. So if we can hit some free throws here and continue to go to the basket and draw fouls.
We can get back in this thing.
Yeah. If you score points with the clock stop, that's always a good thing.
Lindsay Moody steps to the line for her first free throw of the afternoon and makes good on it.
So, 38-27.
Try to get it here to a 10-point deficit after this Moody free throw. And does. Nice job by Lindsay Moody to convert on those two free throws, and we're going to have to continue to have a high free throw shooting percentage to finish this. Oh, nice steal by Lindsay Moody. Puts it up and in. And all of a sudden, Hatchets have the momentum here. And Boonville calls timeout. Great job by Lindsay Moody to score 4 points in a matter of seconds.
I was going to say we were in our Lindsay Moody press. As she was the only Lady Hatchet down there. I don't know whether she forgot that we weren't in a press or what. But we'll take it as she got
the steal.
It was 1-on-3, and she got the steal.
Nice job by Lindsay Moody as Boonville called a 30-second timeout here to kind of regather themselves. But all of a sudden now, we went from a, 15-point, 13-point deficit to now it's down to only 8 with 5:35 to go. So Hatchet's got a little momentum. They got to continue to use it and get turnovers and put points on the board.
Well, it's a 7-2 run for Washington, so we'll take that. And we've got a ball game again.
Absolutely.
And there's our Lindsay Moody press again, and she's the only one.
Not sure exactly. It worked last time,
I know.
So who knows. But
she's, I guess, supposed to hound the ball handler a little bit, and, you know, why not? She's extremely
Hey,
quick.
Another turnover by Boonville as Maccabee travels. Boonville may not like it, but they'll have to get over it because it was indeed a travel, and Washington has a chance to get this to a 5 or 6 point game here, hopefully, on this possession. Moody with the ball, looking for help, throws it away.
Tough break.
Boonville takes over.
That was a left-handed bounce pass, and that was not her strong hand, so it was not a good pass.
Miles gets it up top to Blankenship. Miles has it now, guarded by Shreves. It's in the corner to Mason. Looking to get it into Blankenship. Instead, throws it back out to Miles.
Well, Hannah Shreves out of the top. You know, she's not used to being out there, but is hounding the ball handler.
Nice
gets
job.
A steal.
Hannah Shreves. Oh, nice job. Maybe an ill-advised pass to Barber, but Garland is there to pick it up, so we averted the crisis
Sarah,
there.
Sarah needs to go to the
Lewis
basket.
Lewis is going to drive, get to the hole, but it's fouled. But since we're in the bonus, she'll be at the free throw line. Got to connect on these.
And Sarah is 7 out of 11 from the free throw line. Good effort there by the Lady Hatchets as Barber and Shreves are now out. Caitlin Davis back in, along with Elizabeth Stallman.
Sarah Lewis steps to the line here for the first free throw. We're in the bonus.
Whoa, that one slipped out. Barely got the rim.
Oh, Stallman got the rebound but stepped out of bounds. Nice hustle by Elizabeth Stallman.
All right, now we're in a full court press. Looks like a man-to-man full court press. We've got our quick girls in the game as Moody and Davis are trying to hound the ball handlers. Now, see, there you go, John. The offense, she jumped into the defender, and the referee did not make the call. Good no call by the officials.
It looked to me like she may have had a little extra step in there.
Yeah, maybe. But it's Boonville's ball out of bounds under their own basket with 4:08 to go in the game.
Inbounds to Miles. Top to Wilder. going to have to continue to put pressure far away from the basket here to get that five count started so they don't hold the ball out here as Moody is all over Maccabee. Picks up the foul.
That's just Washington's third team foul in the half. Boonville has eight.
So got a little ways to go before Boonville's in the bonus, which is a good thing.
We're under 4 minutes here.
38-30 is our score. Boonville with the basketball. Kicked away by Caitlin Davis.
We got the right girl out there. Is Mr. Deflection, or Mrs., or Miss, I guess. Miss Deflection is out there at the top. Ms.
Well, with Moody and Davis, you got the two quickest hatchet players out there. So definitely another deflection by Moody. So
out of bounds, Boonville's ball. So they're creating some confusion out there at the top. No question about it. But we got to create a turnover. There it is.
There it is.
All right.
Nice job. Willem airmailed a pass to Maccabee. So hatchets will take over. And, again, we can't stress this enough, Steve, but every turnover has got to lead to points for the Lady Hatchets at this point, as we're at 3:37 to go in the ball game, down eight.
18 turnovers for Boonville, though. Okay, girls, we've got to go to the basket.
Stallman with the ball, kicks it out to Davis, looking to get it into Shreves, and does. Easy two-pointer by Hannah Shreves.
We're down to six-point deficit.
Six-point deficit.
Timeout on the floor.
Timeout on the floor. They're going to have a full timeout. We're going to take a quick break on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Boonville 38, Washington 32. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Back here at the Hatchet House, John Gear and Steve Brothers. Got 3:24 left to go in the ball game. Boonville up by six, and all the momentum right now is in the favor of the Lady Hatchets, as turnovers in a 9-2 run, I believe.
In this
right?
quarter, Washington's outscored Boonville 9-2. We've still got plenty of time. Facing that six-point deficit, it's Boonville's ball. 3:24 to go. Full court pressure by Washington.
Miles has the ball in the backcourt.
We've got to create another turnover or two here. Near turnover there.
I thought we were going to have one.
Caitlin Davis can really get up.
We almost had it. As Stallman stopped Wilder from the basket, had the ball, but it went out of bounds, so Boonville will keep it. But, again, this Hatchet defensive intensity has picked up quite a bit here
it
in the last couple
has.
Minutes.
Boonville is definitely shaken.
Maccabee. Cross-court pass to Wilder. Gets it to Green in the corner. Gets it into Miles down low. Back up top. Boonville in no hurry to take a shot here.
Looks like they're almost in full delay mode, and that's 3 minutes is a long time to be delaying.
Especially with some of the quickness that our girls have here.
Yep.
Green with it. Up top to Maccabee.
There's such a thing as playing not to lose instead of playing to win. It looks like they may be in that mode a little bit.
And Boonville is turnover prone, so definitely going to be interesting to see what happens here. As the Hatchet fans are screaming for a double dribble.
Yeah.
And a travel. So another turnover by the Lady Hatchets.
Well, like I said.
Forced by the Lady Hatchets.
Asking a team to delay for 3 minutes is maybe asking a little too much. But we'll see what happens. We're down to 220. They were able to kill 40 seconds there.
Stallman gets it over to Davis. Looking to get it into Shreves. Gets it to Lewis, top of the key. She drives, pull-up jump shot, good.
Nice touch.
Sarah Lewis gets the bounce and cuts this lead to four.
Oh my goodness. The turnover,
Miles.
Miles was taking the ball out and inadvertently stepped over the line. 20 turnovers for Boonville. We've got quite the turn of events here.
Hatchet's only down by four here as Garland inbounds it to Shreves. Up top to Stallman. Stallman kicks it out to Lewis. Back over in the corner to Stallman, who'll fire up a three just off the mark. Rebound, Caitlin Davis, up and in, and gets the foul.
Wow.
Great job by Caitlin Davis. She got position to get the offensive rebound, puts it in, and will go to the free throw line.
Caitlin is just so great at getting the weak side rebound. And Elizabeth was deep in the corner and shot the three, and Caitlin came flying in from the weak side to get the offensive rebound, put back, and won. And guess what? We're almost tied as she missed the free throw.
Two-point ball game here.
Yeah, sorry.
With a minute 49 to go here in the ball game. Hatchett's only down two. Going to have a foul on Elizabeth Stallman.
Well, still full court pressure here. Anybody's game, a minute 49 to go. 38-36 in favor of the Pioneers.
Miles, having trouble inbounding it. Just barely gets a timeout before the five-second call, and this Hatchett defense is continuing to cause Boonville problems here.
Well,
at the waning moments of this ball game,
it's 13-2 here in the fourth quarter in favor of Washington. And just like the Lady Hatchets were having trouble scoring there in the second quarter, now the Pioneers are struggling here in the fourth quarter.
Definitely, Hatchett with all the momentum. And have clawed their way back, and they're only down two here. There's a minute 49 to go. Boonville ahead 38-36, and have just been completely out of sorts this last 3 minutes of the ball game. And I mean, even having trouble getting the ball inbounded with Washington's full court press, and even when they do get it across the timeline, offensively they have been prone, as you said, with 20 turnovers to throw the ball away. So you made a good point about the playing not to lose,
right,
which is what they look to do with the delay game, and it has not worked in their favor.
That was too early. And their lead was as high as 15 points, and now it's down to two.
Miles inbounds the ball. Boonville gets it across the timeline.
Another
deflection.
Caitlin Davis just all over the place.
Almost. And we do have a steal. Going to be a foul on Boonville's Kiara Willem in Washington. Again, everything is just going the Lady Hatchett's way after they had a lull as they struggled there. And Caitlin Davis will head to the free throw line as they're now in the double bonus for the rest of the ball game.
You know, we've been very complimentary about Washington's 2-3 zone defense, but they got out of it because you can't play a zone when you're down double digits. And as soon as they got into that man-to-man, well, now they're changing it. That's actually the ninth team foul, it looks like.
So it'll be 1-1 for Caitlin Davis coming up here.
Scoreboard had 10.
Davis misses the first. We talked about free throws being so important in this ball game, and that's coming to play here in the last couple minutes of the ball game as Boonville gets it across the timeline.
Washington very aggressive on defense now. I would look for maybe another steal at this point.
Miles drives it baseline, gets it to Blankenship, who's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line for two shots here with a minute 16 to go and a two-point advantage. Boonville took advantage when we played the 2-3 zone and the man-to-man early on. Boonville kind of took advantage of that, but then all of a sudden just started having all kinds of issues, and Washington has done a great job of coming back here as Blankenship makes good on the first.
Well, I sure would have liked to have had those two free throws down on the other end to have tied it up. That would have really shaken up the Pioneers. But now they have a four-point lead, 40-36. Still plenty of time to go, minute 15.
No need to get in a hurry. Just run the offense, get a good shot here. As Washington throws it away, Boonville has it.
Well,
with a minute five.
That's unfortunate.
They get a foul on Caitlin Davis as I'm just looking over here, Boonville has only scored 4 points in this fourth quarter.
Well, that's only Washington's 16th foul, so Boonville has the ball out of bounds. We're down to a minute four to go, 40-36 in favor of Boonville. We're going to have to spend the next 20 seconds or so trying to create a turnover. And
jump
there's
ball.
A jump ball.
Possession arrow is going to go to the Hatchets. So
wow.
A jump ball in favor of the Lady Hatchets, and Coach Miles is going to take a full timeout. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the last 56 seconds of this ball game on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Boonville 40, Washington 36. We'll be right back after this.
There is no better way to start the year than with a new vehicle from Washington Chrysler Center. During Jeep Days, the award-winning Cherokees have rebates up to $4,500. Grand Cherokees rebates are up to $1,500. If you or anyone in your home owns a Jeep, get rewarded with the Owner Loyalty Program and save an additional $1,000. Sure, you can buy the same vehicle at a swanky dealership, but wouldn't you rather save money? It's not just a better deal, it's a better buying experience at Washington Chrysler Center.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Back here at the Hatchet House, 56.6 seconds left in the ball game. Hatchet's down by four. They'll have the basketball here when we get started once again. And
John, we need to get the ball into Sarah Lewis's hands to either get a shot or draw some free throws.
Stallman drives baseline, gets it to Lewis. Lewis kicks it out to Callie Garland. Off the mark. Rebound. Knocked away.
Looks like it's a foul on Washington.
40.4 to go here.
Well, Boonville hustled for that rebound. And Caitlin Davis is called for the foul. Still plenty of time. 40 seconds is an eternity. And Boonville is in 1-1. And they are 3-for-4 from the free throw line.
As Willem will step to the line here for the front end of the 1-1. Misses. Rebound by Stallman.
And a turnover.
Another turnover, which could have easily been called a foul. And Shreves will foul Miles to send her to the free throw line here with 30.6 to go.
Well, you know, Washington's had their share of turnovers, too, that have killed us. Boonville has 22 turnovers.
Wow.
And Washington has 17. So it is a 1-1 here.
Miles makes the front end.
Okay.
Extends the lead to five.
That last turn of events killed about 10 seconds off the clock. So now we're two possessions.
Makes good on the second. A six-point ball game here. The Hatchets are going to have to pick things up here on the offensive end.
Okay, where's Callie Garland? Get it to
Stallman her. Drives to the lane and is fouled.
Boonville crowd unhappy with that one. It looked like it might have been all ball, maybe. But Elizabeth now has two free throws.
Washington's in the double bonus. That's Boonville's 10th team foul of the half.
23 seconds remaining in the game now. Elizabeth all over the rim, and it finally does drop.
Five-point ball game. As Stallman looks to cut the lead to four.
We need to steal or foul immediately.
Misses the second.
Got a foul.
Boonville going to draw the foul on Stallman.
Five-point deficit. We're down to 18.2 seconds. Boonville still in the bonus. Still a two-possession game.
Shreves checks back into the ball game for Caitlin Davis.
Offense, defense there, substitution. And if she hits these two, it's pretty much over.
First one's good. Lady Hatchet basketball is brought to you in part by the End Zone in Washington, Screen Printing and Embroidery, and McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. Second free throw off the mark, rebound by Lewis. And Coach Miles is going to call a timeout as going to have to get a play drawn up here to score quickly and then either steal the inbounds pass or foul and just see if they can. Only down six, though. It's
we're
not
only,
out of range.
We're only 2 3-pointers away.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what better than to have a little overtime action here on a Saturday afternoon?
Right. Although we are, as a team, 0-for-6 from the three-point arc. this afternoon. Actually, over 7, actually.
Well, no time like the present to change that.
Right. The odds are with us, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been a gallant comeback. No question about that. And hitting a couple of the more of those free throws there in the last couple of minutes would have gone a long way to really shake Boonville up enough to maybe we could have taken the lead there. But we missed a few there, and that cost us.
Absolutely. Callie Garland set to inbound the basketball here. 16 seconds to go. Stallman hurries it across the timeline. Gets a screen from Lewis. They're going to have to get a shot off here quickly as Garland tried to put up a three. Looked like she was fouled. Contact nonetheless. Lewis will put up a jump shot and good with 2 points left, or 2 seconds left. Time will run off the clock, and that is how this ball game is going to end, with Boonville victorious 43-39 here at the Hatchet House.
Well, we knew it was going to be a tight one,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, it was a hard-fought comeback by the Lady Hatches. Just couldn't quite put up enough points there in the fourth quarter to pull off the win. But a hard-fought game nonetheless. And as we get ready for the Sterling & Company post-game show, we will take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You've been listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball right here on WAMW.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Daviess County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance. Call 254-4668.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Get started on handling those important home projects in the new year with A&R Home Center in Washington. Save time with Wagner's Optimus 2 Power Painter for $56.99. Choose from four colors on 1 gallon cans of Valspar Medallion Interior Semi-Gloss Paint for $37.99. Keep extra warm this winter with a Home Basics Radiant Heater for $21.99. All at A&R Home Center in Washington, serving you with tradition and value.
The voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
Back here with the Sterling & Company post-game show as Washington fell just short of a conference victory here today as they came out on the short end of a 43-39 score here against the Boonville Lady Pioneers. While Steve Brothers tabulates some stats, I want to take this opportunity to thank some of our sponsors. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North in Washington, the Kingpin Bowling Center, rock and bowl every Friday and Saturday night, Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we want to be treated, McDonald's of Washington,
life doesn't stop because team, the weather is...
and the Gill Funeral Home, the area's first choice since 1872. And Coach Gretchen Miles has made her way up here to join us, and Coach... valiant effort on the comeback, just too many turnovers and maybe not enough free throw made to fully complete the comeback.
Well, and there's just a mixture of everything. When you play such a very good basketball team as Boonville is, again, your margin for error is slim. And they did a tremendous job the first half, especially of getting in the passing lanes and pressing our ball handlers because we were just out of sync offensively. And when you look at, you know, similar stats, we turned over 15 times, they turned over 22. But when you shoot from the field 38% and from the free throw line 57%, you're not going to win very many basketball games that way. We got to the free throw line 23 times and made 13 of them. Yeah. And that's also the difference in the basketball game. The areas that we can control, that we have complete control over, we did not do that.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously the turnovers, but in the second half, turnovers, I guess the turnovers when they came were at very inopportune times in the middle of that big run, and momentum had a couple key turnovers and then weren't able to convert because you had, you know, you guys were in the bonus early on in the fourth quarter.
Right, that's exactly right. And, you know, we're doing a better job of being aggressive, getting the lane, but if you can't step up and hit those free throws, you know, getting to the line doesn't give you very much opportunity. But we just left a lot of points out there today that we just didn't capitalize on. And that started in the first half also, as we just got ourselves into a hole. We didn't play very aggressively. We played very timid. And just, again, of just one person has the ball and everyone else watches, you know, because that timidness of, like, if I catch the ball, I may turn it over mentality. And, you know, no one's ever got a turnover without the ball in their hands. So so I told them in the locker room, we've got a lot of work to do. Yeah. I mean, the Vincennes-Gervais game, we said, get over it, we got to move on. But this one leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And like I said, Boonville's a very nice basketball team, very good basketball team. They'll now tie for first in Big 8 play with Vincennes-Lincoln. And they're going to make a run when it comes tournament time for them in their sectional. Very, very experienced sectional and a very competitive sectional. So, again, nothing taken away from them. They had a great outing today, but we're not real happy with Lady Hatchets.
Yeah, definitely. Boonville played well. I mean, they're a good ball club, as you said. And, you know, it's always tough when you have a close game and you have a big comeback like that. But the reason for the loss were things that were inside of your mm-hmm. control. But on the flip side of that, those are things that you can work on and improve mm-hmm.
right.
as well.
So. And I think that's always a mental thing. I mean, those are kind of it's a positive thing, but yet it's a frustrating thing because, you know, if you can't control it.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Just no ands, ifs, or buts about it. But, you know, we just, in the first half, too, the ball just didn't fall, you know, a few times for us. And I think Sarah Lewis had 10 of our 11 points in the first half and ended up with 19 for us. But we just got to find other people to score, other people to kind of have that mentality to get a few points here and there. But, you know, when you get to the line that many times, that shows how aggressive you're being, but you've got to go in there and capitalize on it.
Yeah, definitely, especially starting off in the second half. Sarah Lewis got the ball and was aggressive and drove it to the hole and, you know, either scored or got fouled or both. And, you know, obviously that was a good thing, but it just seemed like, as you mentioned, everybody else was a little hesitant mm-hmm. and maybe didn't want to make a mistake mm-hmm. instead of trying to be aggressive and cause the other team to make
right,
a mistake.
Right, and Boonville did a tremendous job of getting in the passing lanes and overplaying. And, you know, besides Sarah, we just didn't really have anybody else attacking the basket to get around people. Or, you know, Caitlin Davis made a couple backdoor cuts, you know, but just not being able to kind of thread the needle, so to speak, on them. But, you know, this gives us a long laundry list of things that we've got to get better for, not only this week, the next week, but also tournament.
Right.
I mean, you're kind of looking at the tournament atmosphere of everything right now, but you know, come Tuesday night is senior night, so last home game for our three seniors, and we have also two senior managers. But then Thursday night, too, we go on the road to a very good Owen Valley team. So, you know, it just keeps – these are the games that you want this time of year especially, but to be able to use it in your favor to find a way to win and to get better.
Yeah, definitely is a good lead-up into the tournament time, obviously. Just weren't quite able to fully complete the comeback this afternoon, but I know you'll get back to work and get the ship righted and get ready for the last couple games of the season and for the sectional.
Right. And like you said, they did battle back. You know, in that third quarter, we felt like we saw a lot of, you know, when things aren't going your way, it gets contagious. You know, but I thought that fourth quarter, they really came out and battled hard and got ourselves into a better situation. But we just kind of just left too many points out there today.
Yeah. Well, tough loss today, but good luck the rest of the season, Coach.
We won't blame you for this one.
And I was going to leave that out of the broadcast that you will.
This is all on us.
Folks, you will probably not hear me again because I am not a very good luck charm for the Lady Hatchets. So, but Coach, thanks for joining us, okay. And good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to go over some stats and hand out some awards, and we'll be right back after this timeout.
Here's a great opportunity to rent office space on Main Street in downtown Washington. A recently renovated upscale downtown office building that includes 2,300 square feet, 5 offices, reception area, 1/2 bath, security system, and wired for computer and communication equipment. Monthly rental is $750, lease, references, and security deposit required. Call 812-254-1138 for details. That's 812-254-1138.
Life doesn't stop because the weather is bad. It just gets a little more treacherous. You still need to get where you're going, and you need to get there safely. At Build Option Ford, we've got a great selection of four-wheel drives, including Escape, Edge, Explorer, and F-150s. And with Ford's new EcoBoost technology, you can get there safely and economically. Drive one at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington, or check our inventory online at buildoption.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Your bottom line dealer.
This is Clint Baldwin at Southside One Stop. We are open and ready to serve you on Highway 57 South in Washington, a half mile south of the bypass. The Southside One Stop is full service, so we pump your fuel for you 7 days a week. Visit our Southside One Stop on Highway 57 South of Washington. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays, and with credit card pumps, you can actually fuel up 24 hours a day. Freddie Energy and Southside One Stop, fueling your everyday life.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1900. 1973.
Back here at the Hatchet House, John Gear and Steve Brothers back here with the Sterling & Company post-game show. And Steve, tough loss at home. It's never good to lose at home, but to lose when you can't quite complete that comeback is tough. But I know that although it is a good test for the Lady Hatchets to not just hang their heads when they get down and be able to battle back, especially as tournament time approaches.
Sometimes you got to tip your cap, and Boonville was right there on the edge, and they managed to regain their composure and stop the vicious comeback attack by the Lady Hatchets. They were able to somehow survive, we'll call it, with that four-point victory.
Absolutely, and you got a few... few stats to go over with.
Okay, we got Washington 13 for 35 from the field, 37% shooting, 0 for 8 from the three-point arc. And this is probably the difference, as Coach Miles mentioned, 13 for 23 from the free throw line, only 57% shooting. 9 offensive rebounds, 9 defensive rebounds, and we had 17 turnovers of our own, which some came at critical points in the game. For Boonville, they were 17 for 31, excellent shooting, 55% from the field. They were 3 for 9 from the three-point arc and 6 for 9 from the free throw line for 67%. Only 4 offensive rebounds, but 16 defensive rebounds. And they did have 22 turnovers, some at very critical points in the game that led to the Lady Hatchets comeback.
Absolutely. Well, it's that time of the broadcast where we need to hand out some awards here. And let's start with the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
Well, we're going to give out some defensive awards here because we were able to draw 22 turnovers from the Pioneers. And like I said, the steals and the turnovers we created in the fourth quarter were a big factor in our comeback. So Caitlin Davis, Miss Deflection herself, wins the Ford Tough Player of the Game again. Offensively, Caitlin had 4 points and 3 rebounds, but she had all kinds of deflections and steals and created a lot of trouble for the Lady Pioneer point guards.
Yeah, definitely was all over the place, as always. Caitlin did a great job here this afternoon. Up next is the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game.
Well, we got a spark today from Lindsay Moody, who came off the bench and scored 4 points and got some steals and used her quickness along with Caitlin Davis. And Boonville was in panic mode there in the fourth quarter with those two all over the place. And she did a great job coming off the bench and is our high-energy player of the game.
Yeah, Lindsay did an outstanding job during that stretch. She nailed two free throws and then stole an inbounds pass and scored 4 points in a matter of just a few seconds, ticking off the clock. That really helped extend that momentum in that critical point of the game. So congratulations to Lindsay Moody. Outstanding job here this afternoon. And last but not least is the Annalou Chapman, RE/MAX Real Estate, and Heller's Unlimited Player of the Game.
Sarah Lewis today with 19 points, 6 rebounds. Did a great job offensively. I think she maybe could have gone to the basket a little more than what she did. Sometimes, you know, these girls don't realize the talent that they have. And she did, and especially in the second half, go to the basket a lot. Was at the free throw line quite a bit this afternoon. And, again, did score 19 points, played a great game, and is our MVP.
Yeah, Sarah Lewis, outstanding job, as we mentioned. You know, started off hot. Had 10 of the Hatchets 11 first half points and was aggressive in the second half. And, you know, as you said, probably, you know, could have kept it going more. Just wasn't in the cards today for the Lady Hatchets. One other thing of note that I don't think we touched on is the JV Hatchets continued their winning ways as they're now 17-1 on the season as they were able to easily beat the JV Pioneers 33-19 earlier on this afternoon. So,
John, we saw on Thursday night probably one of the best JV games I've seen in years.
It was outstanding.
Vincent Gervais' JV is outstanding, and Lady Hatchets came away with a one-point victory on a last-second shot by Quincy Healy, and they just continued that today. And Coach Lacey Higgins doing a tremendous job, as you mentioned, 17-1 for that JV team. And future looks bright for the Lady Hatchets.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, it's been fun joining you during the last couple games. I know my the outcome has not been what anybody had hoped for, but the vacationing Dwayne Shake will be back, so hopefully he can help get the Hatchets back on a roll here.
Well, I'm just hoping I'm not around when Dwayne gives you the business about the two Lady Hatchet losses with you in charge.
Yeah, it will definitely. I mean, I failed on that, and I also failed at the song trivia that was played during the broadcast that the folks at home were not able to hear. So definitely enjoyed it. Would have liked to have a little better outcome, but be that as it may, you know, the Hatchets are set to, you know, have a strong showing here in the sectional. So that'll do it for us here today. We want to thank you for tuning in to this afternoon broadcast, and that'll do it. Get you back to all the great songs on Memories 107.9. This is John Gear for Steve Brothers. Appreciate you listening in, and we'll see you next time.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalo, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, the End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, RE/MAX Real Estate Broker Annalou Chapman. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.